This is the Publix Radio 89.3 FM. Chuck Inman is out this week. I'm Jess Faniff. James Baumgartner is with me this morning for Artscape.
Good morning, Jess. Merino Park is in the Hartford neighborhood of Providence. A new part of the park just opened up with some equipment that's a little different from what you may have seen in other parks before. It's called the Woonasquatucket Adventure Park, and it has three main elements: an off-road bicycle and running trail, a parkour course, and a pump track that can be used by skateboarders or people riding BMX bikes. Will Cornwall told me what a pump track is all about.
It's kind of like the craziest exercise machine you've ever seen.
How do you use it?
Go fast and hang on.
The pump track is made out of concrete, and there's a series of wave-like structures connected with steeply banked turns. Instead of pedaling, you use the weight of your body to push your bike or your skateboard up and down the waves, then you swoop around the steep bank curves. John Brito was trying out the track on the opening day.
Well, right here, it's really hard because as soon as you're out of this, it throws you into another berm. This right here is a good section. That right there is really what tests your skill.
John is one of the members of the 1PVD cycling team. It's made up of high school students from Providence who compete in cyclocross. Elijah Hughes is also on the team. He told me what cyclocross is all about.
So there's different obstacles throughout the race. Like, say there's a very steep hill, and you have to dismount off your bike, run it up the hill, and remount as fast as you can. Or there's man-made barriers that they put in the course, and you have to get off, run over the barriers.
So what's it like having this practice course here in Providence?
Oh, well, it's super cool because it's really close to my house, and it's close to basically all of our houses, and we get to come here and we get to practice. Like, we're putting on weekly races here.
What Elijah said right there, it's one of the key things about this park. It's close to where people live. Here's Providence Mayor Jorge Elorza.
You know, for most of our kids throughout the city, we don't have backyards in our communities with grass that allows us to spread our wings and run around and be kids. For most of the kids in the city of Providence, the public parks are our backyards. That's why we've made it a goal that we want every single child in the city to live within a 10-minute walking distance of a beautiful public park. And because of the amazing work that our Parks Department has done over the years, we have now reached that goal where 100% of our kids in the city live within walking distance of a beautiful public park.
Along with the off-road bike trail and the pump track, there's also equipment for parkour. That's sort of a gymnastic running, jumping between obstacles, swinging from poles, doing flips. You've probably seen it in an action movie where the hero is running across rooftops. This is a little less dangerous than that, and all of this is within walking distance of the Hartford and Olneyville neighborhoods.
So before this park, what used to be there?
I talked with Janet Coit about that. She's the director of the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management.
We are at Lincoln Lace and Braid, which was an old factory that made lace, and it was part of the industrial history of Providence. So the first time I saw this site, it was just rubble. It was the ruins of a burned-out building, the old bricks, other detritus.
That was about 20 years ago.
But the Woonasquatucket River Watershed Council had a vision to kind of bring the river back to the community. And it involved both cleaning up some old contaminated sites and making them parks, cleaning up the river, bringing a bike path. Trust for Public Land got involved with the City of Providence to acquire this old contaminated site and look for funding to clean it up.
So from a burned out mill to a polluted brownfield, and now it's an adventure park.
But why an adventure park? Why not a playground or soccer field?
I asked Lisa Arecchia about that. She's the head of the Woonasquatucket River Watershed Council.
But it is a way, I feel like it challenges the kids. I mean, a lot of kids aren't necessarily into group, traditional baseball, soccer. They might want to check out something different. And really, it's a acceptable risk, I think. It's like, all right, can we challenge ourselves? And that's really, that builds character. And I think it's super important. And I think that's what cyclocross does. Parkour does it. I mean, you're pushing the limits.
This park is a place for teenagers who may not have other activities in their life that are constructive and healthy to get outside, engage in risky activities that teenagers need to do in a safe, fun place.
That was Kevin Essington from the Trust for Public Land, one of the groups that helped plan and create the park. Janet Coit from the Department of Environmental Management told me how the whole thing came together.
People in Rhode Island routinely support green bonds for open space, for clean water, with the highest level of votes of anything that comes before them in terms of referenda. So time and again, the people of Rhode Island and the people of Providence have supported state funding, and that funding has been braided together at Lincoln, Lace, and Braid with other funding to make it possible to do this. So I think a lot of times the state grant is a catalyst that shows people that there's buy-in and that there's investment and helps people, groups like the Wenasquatucket River Watershed Council to attract other funding. So I just think that people should know that these state bonds come to life in their communities in the form of parks.
Well, it sounds like a really fun park to check out.
Yeah, I'm not ready for the parkour or the pump track, but the off-road cycling track is fun. And it's in Merino Park, not far from Route 6 and right off the Wenasquatucket bike path, which is a great way to experience nature in the city.
What do you have on the arts calendar this week?
Festival Ballet's Up Close on Hope series opens tomorrow night. It's in their 95-seat Black Box Theater, where you are just a few feet from the dancers. They'll be performing choreography by Viktor Plotnikov, set to the music of Bizet's opera Carmen. The performances run Friday through Sunday this weekend and next weekend, and that's at Festival Ballet Space on Hope Street in Providence.
The Mountain Film Festival is a documentary film festival held in Telluride, Colorado, but they also take the films around the country. South Coast Film Forum is bringing it to the New Bedford Whaling Museum on Saturday with two different programs. In the afternoon, they'll have a collection of short films and then two longer films in the evening program. One of these is called The Last Honey Hunter, and it's about a man in Nepal who climbs rope ladders up sheer cliffs to cut down honeycombs for religious ceremonies.
Finally, Jenny Lewis is playing at the Columbus Theater in Providence on Sunday night.
That's right. Fans are going to be treated to the sweet sounds of effortlessly cool Jenny Lewis. We're going to end with her song, Just One of the Guys. You can get links to everything we talked about at our website, thepublicsradio.org/arts.
And let us know about your event. Just email us arts, that's A-R-T-S, at thepublicsradio.org.
Just one of the guys.